You're listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast of the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato with your host, Historical Society Executive Director Jessica Potter. And now, Surrounded by History.
Hello and welcome to Surrounded by History. I'm your host, Jessica Potter with the Blue Earth County Historical Society. Joining me today is Radio Mankato's Jeff Lang. Each week, this program explores the history all around us, the history in plain sight. In today's segment of Surrounded by History, we will explore the history and the stories behind one of our local landmarks. History is important. It connects us to specific times, places, people, and events that serve as guideposts in our collective past. What better way to celebrate those connections but through the preservation of a century-old building like Lincoln School? Lincoln, today better known as Lincoln Community Center, has been home to education for preschoolers to lifelong learners since 1922. Jeff, have you ever been inside of Lincoln?
I have been, yeah.
Fantastic.
I was there for dance lessons. I took like a ballroom dance lesson there.
It
was a pretty cool deal.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Oh, yeah. Surprise. I'm full of surprises.
You are.
I've been there a few times.
Okay, fantastic. That's what we're going to talk about today. And so even though I did not attend school there, I have fallen in love with this building, and I cannot wait to share what I've learned. So sit back, grab a snack, and let's be surrounded by the history of Mankato's Lincoln School. The public school system in Mankato began during the winter of 1856, just 4 years after the city was founded, in a one-room log schoolhouse on the corner of Broad and Mulberry Streets. The first public school buildings, Union and Pleasant Grove, were built, respectively, in 1868 and 1871 to support the growing population. Union School replaced the log schoolhouse, and Pleasant Grove School was constructed on the corner of Pleasant and Byron Streets and the Lincoln Park neighborhood.
Okay.
This may sound a little familiar because we did do a previous podcast about Union School.
I remember learning about that.
Great. Yep. Pleasant Grove School was a large structure for its day, containing 8 classrooms. Perhaps Mankato's most famous school, Pleasant Grove, was immortalized by former student and local author Maud Hart Lovelace in her Betsy Tacy book series. This is a quote from the book. "The schoolhouse was built of a red brick trimmed with yellow stone. A steep flight of steps led up to the door. At the top of the steps stood a boy holding a big bell. When he rang that bell, Julia exclaimed, 'It was time for school to begin.'" That was from the Betsy Tacy book by Maud Hart Lovelace. In 1919, the Mankato Board of Education changed the names of 2 schools to honor former U.S. presidents. Pleasant Grove was renamed Lincoln School, and West Mankato, which was on West 6th Street, was renamed Roosevelt School. The other schools at the time included Mankato High School, that was on 5th Street by the courthouse, Union School, which was on Mulberry Street, still stands today as the Union building.
Right.
Commercial building.
Definitely can see it when you look at it as a schoolhouse. But like old school, you know, it looks really good. But I went to see it in the heyday of a school. It would have been pretty cool.
You need to go inside because it's still there. It's fun.
Yeah.
And Franklin, which is on Broad Street and still serves as a school. 2 years later, the 50-year-old Lincoln School building, which was that first building, was raised due to its size, safety, and condition to make way for a larger, more modern school. They make that decision to change the name of the schools, plus they make the decision to tear down that first building and the Pleasant Grove School,
right,
which has now been renamed Lincoln. They decide to tear it down and make way for a modern school. So the new building that is now going to be under construction was designed by the prolific Mankato architectural firm of George Pass and Son. It was made of red brick and local cut stone in the collegiate Gothic style. So lots of fancy words there, but I think we're all kind of familiar with the Gothic style. It's kind of what you associate with some churches, too.
Okay.
This architectural style was often chosen for institutional buildings, such as churches and schools, to invoke a sense of civic pride and ideal of elevated learning. The design of Lincoln includes arched entrances and bay windows within a central tower. The exterior is brick and native limestone, highlighted by bas relief, decorative panels, or plaques on the front facade. This is a fun thing. If you go there, stand at that front entrance on Byron Street and look up, and you'll see there are four different plaques or panels that are set into that front facade.
Okay.
And there's something also sitting at the very, very, very top. It's an owl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you have to check that out.
Who put that there?
That's part of the design.
Who?
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
The main entrance on Byron Street with side entrances on Pleasant and Fulton Streets. We needed it up, but that's okay. I'm going to keep going. Lincoln was designed in the shape of the letter H. This is a very interesting thing, too. There are three stories on the facing the Byron side of the building. That wing of the building was to house 400 junior high school students. And on the opposite side was a two-story wing for 400 grade school students. And that was only two stories, and the junior high was three stories.
Okay.
And then in between is the gymnasium and auditorium that connects those two wings together to create this whole building, hence the shape of an H.
Got it.
The central location of the gym and or an auditorium in a school building provided easy access for public functions, such as parent and teacher association activities, civic meetings, election polling places, social and sports events. When built, Lincoln and Franklin schools were the only Mankato schools to have both an auditorium and a gymnasium.
Okay.
Most of them combined them as one space.
Right, yeah.
You know, play basketball and then there's a stage.
There's a stage on the side, yeah.
Right, so these are two schools that each had their own. Lincoln was built to house 800 students in grades kindergarten through ninth grade. The floor plan of the Lincoln School reflects new ideas about child development and health at the time. Remember, this is 1919. The long, narrow hallways and large windows provided natural light and natural ventilation, and the terrazzo floors meant spaces could be easily cleaned to prevent the spread of disease. Why would they care about this in 1919?
It was right after the Spanish flu.
Exactly. Lincoln's elementary wing entrance was on Fulton Street and included two kindergarten rooms and 12 elementary classrooms, as well as the nurses and dental rooms. In Minnesota, publicly funded kindergarten was introduced in 1905. Lincoln was one of the first schools in Mankato with rooms designed specifically for the littlest students, with hooks and chalkboards placed lower. They had a large dollhouse, a reading corner, and a sandbox.
Oh, how fun.
When Lincoln was constructed, the concept of junior high was also fairly new. Previously, kindergarten through eighth grade students attended grade schools, and 9 through 12 grade students attended high school. Junior high was created to support students in grades 7 through 9 to slow the high rates of students leaving school after eighth grade. Located in Lincoln's junior high wing were the library, lunchroom, and a variety of specialized classrooms like music, art, industrial arts, and home economics. Another aspect of this new modern school was more room to spread out. Almost an entire block was dedicated for this school. This trend was influenced by the progressive era's quote, playground movement, which promoted urban parks for health and cognitive development in children. New schools in the 1920s typically had a ball field and playground equipment, which was unheard of a generation prior.
And probably at that time, too, I could see people like, they don't need all this stuff out here to play. Like, what are these kids got to have this for?
Exactly.
I could see that happening.
Exactly. Lincoln, cutting edge, had a merry-go-round, swings, a slide, and again, that sandbox we talked about for the kindergartners. The building opened to students on September 4th, 1922, and was formally dedicated on January 11th, 1923. Okay, so now you have to bear with me because we need to take a little detour.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just put a pin in that new Lincoln School opening in 1922.
Pinned.
All right, Come along with me to the original Mankato High School, which was built in 1891 on Fifth Street between Jackson and Hickory Streets. This is by the courthouse.
Okay.
In 1939, the state fire marshal condemned the building, deeming it unsafe. Renovations were immediately completed in an attempt to make the building fire safe. However, on Saturday, July 19th, 1941, Mankato High School caught fire. School had ended for the year, but several faculty and staff were in the building preparing for the next school year.
Uh-oh.
In addition, 11 men were taking civil service examinations, and a school board election was taking place in the building. Sometime before noon, the fire, likely caused by faulty wiring, started inside the roof. Around noon, the fire was discovered by people outside the building who alerted the fire department. The fire soon spread into the ventilation shaft and created a backdraft that sounded like an explosion. When the firemen arrived, the school was already beyond saving, so they focused on controlling the blaze. But by the time the fire was extinguished, the entire building was scorched. Although much of the second floor was destroyed, most of the first floor was intact. Remarkably, no one was injured. The damage was estimated at $250,000, and the building was a complete loss. The Mankato Board of Education went right to work to find a home for the high school students who would be displaced in September. Lincoln and Franklin schools were the largest in the district, but there was no extra room. 3 days after the fire, the Board of Education had made arrangements for the school term to begin on September 2nd. Under their plan, the 680 Mankato High School students were to be housed in the junior high section of the Lincoln Building. The 270 Lincoln Junior High students were to be transferred to the school at Franklin, and the grade school students at Franklin would attend classes at Union.
All right, I'll stop right there. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and continue learning about Lincoln.
Welcome back. Now, let's head back to Lincoln School. It was built and served as an elementary and junior high school until the fall of 1941. The move to Lincoln was not ideal for those high school students that had been displaced by the fire that summer. Everything was destroyed, including desks, books, and equipment. The desks at Lincoln were made for seventh graders and had to be mounted on 2-inch strips of wood to raise the height for the older students. Lincoln's auditorium, with a capacity of 100 students, now served as the lunchroom and study hall. Lap boards were used with the auditorium seats to provide space for writing. Grade school rooms were converted for high school band and choir classrooms, with large sections of old gray cotton flannel hanging on the walls to dampen the sound. Talk of a new high school began immediately after the fire, with plans to rebuild on the existing site and stretch from 4th to 5th Street between Jackson and Hickory, their same location.
Okay.
It would take $1 million to build and would double the capacity of the old high school. Local architect George Pass Jr.'s sketch for the new building appeared in the newspaper on October 30th, and voters were heading to the polls to approve it on December 16th, 1941. Does December 1941 sound familiar?
Oh, 1941 does. 16th is a week after the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yes, exactly. So the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th changed everything. The U.S. was now at war. By March of 1942, the War Production Board declared that all building supplies were needed for the war effort, with a moratorium on any new construction. When the war finally ended in August of 1945, the Mankato Board of Education began to talk once again about a new high school. There was controversy from the start when two new sites were proposed. Memorial Field, also known as the Slough, we talked about this in a previous podcast about golf courses.
Yeah.
That was near West Mankato. And the second location was on Hilltop at Main and Division Streets, which ironically is near the Bethany Lutheran College's Activities and Wellness Center.
Okay.
The battle over the site lasted over years with 7 elections and high school students walking out of school on November 25th, 1947 in protest of the delays. Finally, in 1948, voters and the school board agreed to build the school at Memorial Field in West Mankato. Construction began in 1948, and a whole new set of obstacles quickly presented themselves. It would take 3 years, $2 million, to fill in the slough, drive 42-foot pilings down to reach a limestone base, and then build the school. Close to completion, construction was delayed again.
Oh, wow.
When the Minnesota River overflowed its banks in the spring of 1951, flooding the school and the site. Although the building would not be ready for students for a few more months, the class of 1951 high school commencement did take place in the auditorium of the new Mankato High School. After 10 years, a world war, 7 elections, and a 100-year historic flood, the new Mankato High School officially opened to students in the fall of 1951. Now, of course, this is school we know today as Mankato West.
Right, yep.
Okay. So in the fall of 1951, Lincoln returned to an elementary and junior high school. In 1961, 10 years later, Jefferson Elementary opened, and that allowed Lincoln to then become just a junior high school. So all of the elementary kids now made it their way over to Jefferson Elementary. And at one time, in grades 7 through 9 at Lincoln, there were 770 students.
Wow.
By the 1970s, student enrollment drastically declined, and by 1981, there were only 270 7th and 8th graders in the building.
What's the reasoning for that? Anything in particular?
When it was at its height, it was 7, 8, 9. Now it's just 7th and 8th graders.
Okay.
So I think that has something to do with it as well. By this point in time, we have both East High School and West High School.
Okay.
Lincoln, along with Franklin and Garfield in North Mankato, served as junior high schools until 1982, when those grades were moved, respectively, to East and West High School facilities. At this point, these schools are now known as East and West Junior and Senior High Schools. And that lasts for a while until they build Dakota Meadows and Prairie Winds,
right,
which then become our middle schools. So in August of 1982, what are they going to do with this big building now that there aren't students in it? The Mankato Board of Education made it possible for the Community Service Department to embark on a mission to establish a viable community center and night school at Lincoln. The Community Services Fund, which is separate from K-12 funding, took on the responsibility of operating, quote, the Lincoln Community Center. To help cover the cost of operation, space was leased to nonprofit organizations. Renting and program fees also contributed to offset building operation expenses. The first tenants in the new community center in 1982, aside from the Community Services Department, included the Mankato Area Bantam Association, Community Access Cable Television Studio, Merrily Players Community Theater, and Christ the Redeemer School. Of these first tenants, Community Services, today we know it better as Community Education and Recreation, and the Merrily Players Community Theater still remain in the building 40 years later.
That's cool.
Today, classrooms and offices on the second floor are primarily used for adult basic education to provide adult learners educational opportunities to acquire and improve the literacy skills necessary to become self-sufficient and to participate effectively as productive workers, family members, and citizens. This includes adult diploma coursework, GED preparation, college prep, and English language learning. The adult classes run during the daytime on the same calendar as K-12 classes. Additionally, adult basic education holds evening classes and summer school. Over 800 students are enrolled in adult education annually. During the day, children of adult students attend childcare through a program called Lincoln Logs on the first floor while their parents are in class. The third floor today is home to Central High School and Central Freedom School. This school has its beginning back in 1977 as an evening school or night class held at West High School for students who needed credit recovery to graduate. The program moved to Lincoln Community Center in 1982 and was renamed the, quote, alternative high school. Though the program was originally created to help, quote unquote, troubled students who were considered ill-equipped to excel in traditional public school settings, today's alternative schools appeal to a wide variety of students with unique challenges and abilities by providing and supporting the opportunity to succeed in a non-traditional educational setting. The alternative high school was renamed Central High School in 2001 with a focus on the concept that all students deserve to have an equal chance at academic success, but not every student learns in the same way. In 2007, Central Freedom School was created to provide a year-round high school program serving referred students in recovery from chemical dependency. Today, Central and Central Freedom High School have 96 students enrolled and host night and summer school students, with 289 enrolled from the district and the region. Although Lincoln School was originally an elementary and junior high school, it became the interim high school from 1941 to 1951 after Mankato High School burned to the ground. Returning to use as a primary school in 1951, it then served as Lincoln Junior High School until 1982. In August of 1982, the School Board of Independent School District No. 77 made it possible for Community Services to embark on a mission to establish a viable community center at Lincoln School. At 100 years old, the building stands as the Lincoln Community Center, serving students of all ages, from preschool to high school and beyond, providing a path for many different academic journeys. We hope you enjoyed today's program as we explored the history of Lincoln Community Center, a local landmark. All of the information shared today comes from the archives of the Blue Earth County Historical Society and a special article published in the Blue Earth County Historian. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, we hope you see the history that surrounds you.
You've been listening to Surrounded by History, a podcast from the Blue Earth County Historical Society, produced by Radio Mankato. For more information on this and other topics, visit BlueEarthCountyHistory.com or stop by the Blue Earth County History Center at 424 Warren Street in Mankato. Thanks for listening to Surrounded by History.